This is the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3. Here we are, Lib. Gosh, less than a month away from the 104th, I believe, West Side Nut Club Fall Festival.
No way.
Way to all those things. It, of course, is the first full week of October down on West Franklin Street, and we just happen to have a room full of nut clubbers with us.
But no food. I really thought we would have.
Are you
something.
Disappointed?
Well, I don't know. I'm not disappointed. I'm just, you know, sad.
That's all right.
I'm just hungry. That's all. Really.
I make her sad and disappointed just about every day, fellas. We've got Brandon Julian. You are the publicity chair for this year, at least,
yes,
for
sir.
The West Side Nut Club and the Fall Festival.
Yep. Is that a requirement? You have to be Brandon?
No, we did plan it pretty well.
That's okay. True.
You know, we made it easier on the media.
So yeah.
Back-to-back Brandons.
If I forget your last name, I'll just call you Brandon, right?
Perfect.
Last year's was Brandon, for those who don't know. Also joined by Jason and Maverick, who are in charge of the parades at this year's Fall Festival. So, Brandon, tell us about this year's festival. I mean, it's no surprise, nothing new as far as what the parade or what the festival is all about and, you know, the food and the booths and raising money. But there's a theme this year, right? What is the theme?
Yeah, better together.
Better together. Okay, like 100,000 of us together down on West Franklin Street?
Yeah.
That kind of theme?
Yeah, it's a very opposite of what 4 years ago was with COVID. Like, nobody wanted to be together. Now it's,
right.
We need everybody together.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
As a community, you know, we're better together.
Because so many people just think we're just eating and having a great time with our friends and family and, you know, seeing people we may only see once a year. But as we know, just like last week, you guys handed out so much money because it's really a big give back.
Yeah. Yeah. It was over $680,000 last week.
It was amazing. I was at the Founders Day event, and it's always, it just gives you goosebumps to see so many people receive money because of what you do at the Fall Festival.
Yep.
So, again, that is the first full week of October down on West Franklin Street. And in addition to the food and the camaraderie, there's also some parades. We love the parades. Jason, I guess let's talk to you about the main parade, the big kind of culmination of the Fall Festival on Saturday night, the kind of final night of the festival.
Yep. The main parade starts at 4:30, run for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a great time.
So it basically is just a straight shot down Franklin Street. I know I always enjoy having our station vehicle in it because I see so many people and the people are right up on you. I love it. I almost get dizzy going back and forth from one
drive.
Side of the road.
I'm not allowed to drive in this parade.
No, because that would be the year that the Fall Festival made the national news.
Right.
Some child got his foot run over by Liberty.
Or sure. I ran my own foot over somehow driving. I don't know.
So, I mean, that's just an opportunity for people to come out and see so many other people from the community, bands, pageant queens. I mean, just all types of stuff. I wondered about. Do we know who the grand marshal is yet? Is that a secret? Is that will that be announced TBD or what?
It is announced today.
Oh, really?
Right now?
You guys are the first.
Who is it?
It is Mike Blake.
Hey, 50. Gang.
I was just watching a video
TV's
with him. It's
Mike
like
Blake
I
here.
Knew,
hey.
But I didn't
hey.
Know.
55 years career at WFIU.
At Channel 14, yeah. Mm-hmm. He is a sports legend, a news legend. Oh, man, I think everybody's got a Mike Blake impression. I think he gets paid by the number of times he says, hey, gang.
Excuse me, hello.
Hey, Bobby
Personal
G,
story.
Good to see you. Hey.
You know, whenever I had my crush on
oh Lord,
Mr. Rogers, this was also my Mike Blake era of crush. So,
yeah.
He will be there in person.
You can
just crickets. Everybody's just like, okay.
Well, I think
sorry.
That's the appropriate response.
No, yeah.
When you tell us you had a crush on Mike Blake when you were, I don't know, six, that deserves crickets.
Since you're not driving in the main parade, maybe you can ride with him.
Oh, whoa. There you go. You can be arm invite. Candy for Mike Blake.
Hey. I do have my picture with him, so.
Maverick, hop on that microphone, my man, and tell us about the parade that you're in charge of this year.
Yeah, so I'm the co-chair of the Lighthouse Parade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great parade. It has a lot of history, too.
Yeah.
So Lighthouse Parade actually started in the 1920s, whenever the West Side Nut Club kind of formed, started the whole Franklin Street vibe down there on the first full week of October. And it kind of ended whenever World War II started, back in the 1940s. And then we didn't really pick it up again until 1985.
Wow.
So in 1985, West Side Nut Club, you know, a lot of clubbers came together. We brought it back. Last couple years, we've had pretty low attendance. So last year, it was a big ramp up. Hey, let's save the Lighthouse Parade. We went from having 11 floats to having over 50 last year.
Nice.
So we're really hoping to get to about that 60 mark this year. It's always the very first day of the Fall Festival, so it's on Monday night, starts around 6 o'clock. It is great if you do register. However, if you do just want to come down, try to get there around 6 o'clock right there behind the old National Bank parking lot. We'll have plenty of room for you, so let's just make this one even better than we did last year.
Do I need to have a lighthouse of some sort to be in the lighthouse parade? I mean, I don't know if that's a silly question or not, but do I need to represent a lighthouse somehow with my body or with a float or what's the deal?
We see it all down there. So grab, you know, your old radio flyers, your old wagons, you know, light it up. We even made a comment if you just want to put a candle on a wagon and roll it down Franklin. That does count.
So maybe like a fake candle, no flames, no real flames, right?
I don't think we've had that yet. Maybe in the 1920s that was a thing.
Right, right.
But yeah, I mean, we're trying to make it better this year. So, I mean, a lot of people actually put a lot of time and energy into this with their floats.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, put it together the day before. It doesn't matter. We still want you down there. Every single entry gets 4 free ride tickets.
There you go.
So you get 4 ride tickets, and then there's going to be 10 winners. And those 10 winners will get an actual wristband for the week of the Fall Festival for Ride Rides.
The new the new fast tag system that we've been talking about, right?
Yep. Now, there's another parade we haven't spoken about, and it's the Pet Parade. I assume that's still happening, right?
Pet Parade is happening.
Is that Mr. Dietz in charge of, I've already talked to Mr. Dietz this year about the Pet Parade. it's really cool because you kind of bookend first day of the Fall Festival with Lighthouse, final day with the main parade, and then, everything else in between.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't even need to talk about the half pot, do we? I mean, everybody knows.
I mean, we can.
Everybody knows about the half pot.
There are some new...
tell us about it.
Yeah, there's new price range this year. So we brought the 3 tickets for 10 back. We took that away last year, and we've had a lot of response. So brought it back. People wanted the 3 for 10. 20 for 20, 50 for 40, 200 tickets for 100. And then now we have the new 500 tickets for $200.
Wow.
So that's your office pool, you know, if you want to go in and collect and just, you know, your greater bang for your buck, that's where it's at.
I just think, adding these things is just going to make that jackpot just, it's got to be the highest ever this year, right? I mean, it's just going to keep growing, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. It's so fun to track it throughout the week to see. And asking people around around your business, your office, what do you think it's going to get to this year?
Oh, it's do you think it's going to win?
Well, I don't think we...
Me. That's always the answer.
Carl down the hall. We think he's going to win.
We got pre-sales this year, too.
Really?
Yeah, so pre-sales are going to be the 1st through the 5th.
Okay.
That'll be Wednesday through Sunday. Sunday is family day.
Yeah.
Family day is from 1 to 7, but we will be selling the drive-up. We'll still be going on Sunday at the Mead Johnson parking lot, as well as there will be a ticket booth that'll be open down at Kittyland.
All right. That is Brandon, Jason, and Maverick, West Side Nut Clubbers in the house talking about Fall Festival. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Thank you all.
Thank you.